Hello, I'm Scott Bradley, your news director of the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450 with another Newsmaker segment being brought to you by Warren County, where history, nature, and family come together. Today we're talking to newsmaker Jason Parsons. He is Blue Ridge Hospice's Chief Strategy Officer, and Jason, from what I understand, some changes are coming to Blue Ridge Hospice. Can you explain?
Well, we're updating our visual identity, which is marketing language for an updated logo. And we've been working on this for about a year to really think about how that logo, and so oftentimes one of the first things people see when they encounter our organization, how do we really use that as an opportunity to look toward the future and look toward what the next 42 years of care will look like for our community and how we can serve in new and expanded ways for those that are aging or those that are dealing with serious illness. And as we have been in the community now for 42 years, we've been spending the last couple of years and will be for the next few years really positioning ourselves for what we call the future of care and to be future makers in care here in our community. So this brand, if you will, this visual identity is one way to do that, to be modernized, to be focused on hospice, but also more upstream care, as I said, for those that are aging, and also to accommodate additional service lines that we are offering in the community. So we're very excited about it, still anchored by a beautiful butterfly, and we think will become a very recognizable logo in the community and beyond.
So, Jason, why refresh now?
Well, so we just are in the midst of developing we were awarded the opportunity to develop a PACE program, which stands for Program for All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. We're also doing palliative care services in the community and looking at other service lines to fill the gap in between when a diagnosis of a serious illness or the onset of aging and when someone would be eligible for hospice care. So the new brand is just one facet, although a very recognizable one, of all the work that we're doing to deepen the service that we provide and the care that we provide to the community.
Well, Jason, how was this refresh done? Through research, strategy? Did you use an agency?
Well, we've been working on it for almost a year now. We started with focus groups in the community and with our staff and our volunteers and people that support us. And we've have gone through, really we wanted to be anchored still by the butterfly, which is an iconic part of Blue Ridge Hospice. Everybody recognizes our butterfly, but have a cleaner font and more recognizable, and to really begin to position. And again, the brand is just one part of that, Scott, that's the one that people see. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of science into it and the feelings that we want to invoke, and to be approachable and to be trusted and compassionate and caring, and all of those attributes that people think of when they think of Blue Ridge, and the attributes that we want to define us to go into that visual identity, that representation that we think will help our organization, pivot to the future. And the brand, as I said before, and say again, is just one facet of that, although a very visible one. But, in any organization, whether you're a for-profit or a non-profit, reimagining yourself and also for reimagining aging in our community, what does aging really look like and how can we make aging better in our community is the question that we're asking ourselves. And so, and so many organizations, don't survive, and we forever, and we really want to be a forever organization and be able to look around corners and see how the healthcare system is changing and to be a part of that change so that we can serve the community for a long, long time to come.
Now, Jason, along with the refresh of the brand, you've also added a tagline, as they say in the business. Can you tell us that tagline?
Yes, so we will be Blue Ridge Hospice, caring for life is our tagline. And our tagline is really our brand promise that we are going to, for those who are in our hospice program, we want people to make the most of every moment that they have left and to really be living until until they're not, and to focus on what we can do to help people who are even terminally ill get their bucket list done. You know, whether that's going fishing one more time, or you know, or living long enough to see a grandchild graduate from high school or college. We want to be able to help people, you know, very much focus on living. And also, too, is to have people take advantage of hospice care for a longer period of time. And we've seen now, it's been such a wonderful gift to those of us who are called to do this work and caring for the seriously ill, with President Jimmy Carter being on hospice care now for 7 or 8 months. And, you know, the public thinks that, or a lot of the public thinks that, you know, hospice is for the very, very end. But our goal and one of our strategic aims of not only this new brand identity or visual logo, but also all the work that we're doing, is to get people to have access to the care that we provide sooner in the aging process, or sooner when they're living with a serious illness, so we can really help them make the most of every moment and to live and to optimize their health and well-being for the rest of their life.
So I'm assuming, Jason, that nothing's going to change as far as the services that are provided by hospice, in fact, offering more services, correct?
Absolutely. And I know people can still expect high-quality, person-centered, compassionate care from Blue Ridge Hospice. We have created a new organization called Blue Ridge Care, which is a way to organize the work of Blue Ridge Hospice, but also Blue Ridge Independence at Home, which is going to be our PACE program, and Blue Ridge Palliative Care Services. So Blue Ridge Care gives us a way, anchored by Blue Ridge Hospice, gives us a way to create and develop more ways to fill any healthcare gaps in the community, as I said, for those that are experiencing aging or those that are living with a serious illness. So we're really positioning for the future of a community that's growing, the future of the community that's aging. And we believe that people ought to have access. A fundamental belief to us is people ought to have access to care, but also to high-quality care. And Blue Ridge is very proud to be among the highest quality care providers in Virginia.
So, Jason, when can we expect these changes to start cropping up and starting to see those, let's say, in the thrift stores, for instance?
So that's a great question. So we have, as I hope all of our listeners know, 8 thrift shops across the communities that we serve, and we're very, very proud of those and really grateful for the community and providing great donations of really wonderful items that enable us to help raise money for our patient care fund and music therapy program and our grief and loss support program and all the things that we do that are above and beyond what's required of an organization like ours. So our official brand switch date. So the new logo will be on the website. We'll have new printed materials. Our office, when you walk into our office, if you visit our office in Winchester, we'll have the new logo on November the 10th. The thrift stores have the most signage, if you will, of all of our organizations. So we're going to be doing some things that customers will be hearing about. We have a new visual look, but we still have the same mission and the same commitment when they're in the thrift stores and at the checkout, and we'll spend some time educating our customers. And then the thrift stores will have the logo changed out over a period of the next several months. But November the 10th will be the date that the website and all of the things that are non-thrift store will change.
Very good, Jason. Looking forward to the upgrade, the refresh, if you will, for Blue Ridge Hospice. And thank you for all that information. If you know of someone making a difference in the community or an event coming up we need to get the word out about, call or text Direct and Connect 540-635-4121. Make it to the attention of Scott. Let's see if we can make you a newsmaker on the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450.